jump over to the livestock market. We had a cattle on feed report that came out on Friday. What are your thoughts?
Report was friendly. Wildly so, no. But the marketing number, you know, everybody was looking at that marketing number at 100% and going, boy, you know, year-to-date slaughter so far is down 6%. How are we going to come up with marketing of 100 or the same as a year ago? And then it turns out it was 102, 2% better. So that part, very positive. I thought the fact that the South, you know, hung tough and got got 128 to 129, really basically fully steady or nearly so, also supportive. So we had a higher opening that lasted for all of about 3 or 4 minutes. The February is still higher, but all the other months, you're catching a pretty good round of profit taking. Some of it's the price level, some of it's the calendar. There's a seasonal at the end, last of February. Typically, you can sell cattle futures. Obviously, that's very normal within the seasonal parameters. So I think there's people trying to pick a top, and the price is high enough that you're probably getting people encouraged to do that. I would caution against that. I'm really not bearish cattle. We've done a great job of marketing. There's a lot of good things yet about the cattle. Packer margins are suspect, but I think you're just seeing a little profit-taking today is all that's happening.
Are you surprised by the way these wholesale beef prices continue to make records?
You know, I am, maybe not so much that we can have this price, but this time of year is a little queer. And I'm a little worried about, too, that our timing is not great for the bigger picture for the demand. You know, it's one thing to expect good demand for choice beef in December, for instance, or Mother's Day, springtime, grilling season, Mother's Day, Memorial Day, that whole window. February, not so much. I'd be a little bit worried that by pricing this stuff at this level now is maybe going to choke off a little bit of the demand that we might have seen for March and April. So I'm a little cautious on the demand side.
Looking at the hogs, talk us some maybe possible challenges with this winter storm that we say we're supposed to get here in the Midwest. Some say that might have a factor on the way we see the trade. What are you thinking?
Yeah, there's an old saying. I hate to, I'm coming up with every cliche that I ever came up with, I think, today, but you're supposed to buy the first snowstorm and sell the last one. That's a hog market trade. Well, picking out the first one, you know, in December is usually pretty easy. The last one is always a little more elusive because you don't know if this is the last one or not for the winter. Seasonally, you're struggling here with the hog market. Typically, it would go lower right now. I mean, this is the time of year where we go lower for a while. Whether this thing really is bad enough to really disrupt things, because the last call I think is going that most of it's going to go north, maybe miss a lot of the hog belt. But nevertheless, I don't think the hogs break very far, if they break much at all, and it's because of where they're at price compared to the live cattle and where our domestic price of pork is as it compares to the world value of pork. So you know, it can break a little, but it might bend, but I don't think they're going to be able to break the market a lot.